endure.
不，我们来到你的面前的时候，我们祈求你的灵就来对我们说话。
Open our eyes to your truth.
让我们眼睛看到你的真理。
Help us to see those areas of our lives in which we struggle to accept your word.
让我们看到我们的内心在哪个地方我们拒绝来接受聆听你的真理。
Those things in your word that show that our lives in certain ways are not pleasing to you.
让我们看到我们的内心生命当中有不讨你喜悦的地方。
And that we must continue to be transformed by your spirit and your word.
我们需要你的灵不断来更新我们。
Help us to see ourselves in the pages of your word and the ways in which you would work to transform this people here and now.
帮助我们看到从你的话语当中带来我们需要领受的改变。
We ask this in the name of your beloved Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来祈求。 Amen.
In Genesis chapter 3, we have the account of the fall of humanity.
在创世纪第三章里面，我们看到这个记录，这个是记载了人是怎么样犯罪堕落的。
But it is not only a historical account of how humanity fell into sin, but it also describes the basic problem.
不单是我们看到人的犯罪堕落的记录，但我们也看到人的基本的问题。
The problem that has plagued humanity and all our civilizations and cultures.
一直到今天，这样的困难也是影响了我们今天的社会，我们这个人类。
And so Genesis chapter 3 concludes the story of creation where God had created all the world in order to delight and satisfy the humans that he had made.
在第三章我们看到这个一个总结神的创造，神所造的一切到了这个地方。
And in creation, God laid a boundary line.
在神的创造当中，他定下他的要求。
And so God told the man and the woman that he created, all this is for you, but there is one boundary that you must not transgress.
神告诉我们，他所创造的一切让人所享受，同时他也定了一个界限。
The fruit of this tree, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you must not take of it, for on the day that you take of it, You shall surely die.
他特别的提醒，在园中的一棵树里面的果子，你们不可以吃，吃了以后，你们会面对就是死亡。
And when Adam and Eve took of that fruit, they initiated a new reality that has caused immeasurable suffering and pain ever since.
当亚当夏娃吃了这个不允许吃的果子的时候，带来的是不断、永远让我们可以经历的这样的痛苦跟苦楚。
And the fundamental problem that we have as a human race, we can see in verses 4 and 5 of chapter 3.
在我们全人类其实也面对这样的一个困难，就是在第四。 第三章的第四节跟第五节里面，
And there is a lie and there is a half-truth there.
里面有一个很明显的谎言，也有一个半真半假的一个事情。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 4 says, You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
第四节、第五节是这样，蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神知道善恶。”
So I want to use a piece of Chinese history to help us understand what the problem is that is introduced in these verses.
那我可以用一个我们中国人的历史当中，让我们来面。 明白这边所要对我们所说的是什么一件事。
So there is a famous novel entitled 三国演义。
那我们都非常熟的一个这个三国演义。
Which means the story of the three kingdoms.
就三个国的当中他们的互动他们的历史。
And this novel records the attempt by Cao Cao to unite the three kingdoms.
我们知道这个故事里面这个是讲到曹操要怎么样把三个国把它统一。
And the question I would ask you, is he a hero or a villain?
那我的问题是曹操是一个英雄还是一个坏人？
Now, one of the things that Elder Gordon and I share is love for those old kung fu movies.
我跟郭等长老都喜欢看这个功夫的电影。
And in those old movies, the hero is always concerned to be very righteous in his actions.
在这样电影当中，这个主角，这个英雄，都很关心的是什么是正义，什么是对的事情。
The villain in these movies is often motivated by greed and a desire for power, and oftentimes is trying to overthrow the rightful ruler.
然后这个讲到当中的坏人，他们是不择手段，他们要贪婪，他们要达到他们的目的，就用什么方法都可以。
And so we know from our Chinese culture that there is this idea of right behavior, and there is the idea of wickedness and evil.
所以在我们的这个当中，我们都知道什么是该做的，什么是不该做的。
But also we struggle to live according to those ideas of righteousness and evil.
同时我们也觉得很困难，怎么样可以按照是正义的事情，怎么是按照我们该做的事情来过我们的生活。
There's another story during the time of the three kingdoms of a diplomat named Yun Zi.
那另外一个故事也是在同一个时期当中有一个出名的人叫晏子。
And Yun Zi's ruler appointed him to be the magistrate.Of a province.
这个他所服侍的这个侯王委派他去管理一个地方。
And after 3 years, his bad reputation had spread all over the country.
那经过三年的时间，整个地方都知道他的这个不好的名声。
And so his prince summoned him to dismiss him.
那个侯王就召他过来说他要把他赶走。
But Yan Zi apologized and begged for 3 more years to amend his ways.
那这个宰相他就跟这个侯王说，能不能多给我3年的时间
？And surely enough, in 3 years, Yan Zi's good name had now spread throughout the kingdom.
那过了三年以后，这个他的名声改变得很好，变成一个非常好的一个，大家都说他非常好的一个人。
And the ruler summoned him now to reward him.
那他这个侯王就再一次把他召到他面前来问他。
But Yan Zi declined the reward.
他要表扬他，但这个宰相说，我不要你给我的这样的赏赐。
And when asked why, he told the prince, when I first governed the province, I hastened the building of public works, thus displeasing the wicked citizens.
他就问了，为什么这个侯王，为什么你不要我给你的表扬？他就说，在我前三年的时候，我拼命的帮助这个社会盖应有的建设，但这样就得罪了很多当中贪心的人。
I commended those who were hardworking, thus displeasing the lazy people.
我把所有勤劳的人，我帮他们啊，不，我表扬他们。所有的懒惰的人，他们也不高兴。
When I administered justice, I made no provision for the rich and the powerful, thus displeasing the rich.
在我施行审判的时候，我是非常公义，所以很多有权有钱的人也不喜欢我。
But when I governed the second time, I neglected the public works, thus pleasing the wicked.
但后面那三年，我就不再做那么多的公共的建设，所以那个他们贪心的人就不喜欢我。
I did not commend the diligent, thus pleasing the lazy.
对不起，就是我不再做这样的建设，所以贪心的人他们的喜欢我，我也不去表扬那些勤劳的人，所以懒惰的人也喜欢我。
When I judged, I made allowances for the rich and the powerful, thus pleasing the rich and the powerful.
当我去判断的时候，我这一只眼开，一只眼闭，所以有钱的人、有权的人也喜欢我。
In my mind, it was when I first governed that I deserved the reward, and thus I declined.
就在我自己，我觉得是我头三年我应该得到表扬，后面三年我 绝对不需要，也不应该得到表扬。
And so you see, in the culture of China, we have always been aware of this idea of virtue.
所以在我的文化当中，我们知道什么是正义的事情，什么是德行的事情。
But we are also aware of the fact that so seldom it is that we actually live according to virtue.
但我们同时也明白，要活出一个道德的、有正义的生活是非常困难的。
And when we think of how the lazy and the dishonest are often rewarded in every culture, we see that wherever we have lived, the reality is we have so seldom lived under a virtuous government.
在我们经验当中，我们也看到这个世界很多地方其实那个不公义的、贪婪的，反而他们活得比较容易。
And so with respect to the earlier question, was Cao Cao a hero or a villain?
所以回到前面问的问题，曹操是一个英雄还是一个坏人？
I think we can agree that he was not motivated by that pure desire for righteousness that is esteemed in Chinese culture.
我们也知道他所做的事情的出发点不是因为他希望可以得到这个名声，得到这个赞赏，他不是一个有道德的人。
And in the struggle to live a virtuous life, do you see how this is connected to Genesis chapter 3?
但我们看到要做活出一个这样的有道德的、有正义的生活，我们从这个第三章里面所看到的。
When Adam and Eve took that fruit, they had in a certain way become like God, determining good and evil for themselves.
当亚当夏娃吃了这个果子的时候，其实他们心里面是希望好像神一样能知道善恶。
Do you see the motivation that brought them to take that fruit?
我们看到这个驱动他们，让他们愿意去做这样的事情，那个动机。
When you look at verse 6, you read, When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.
我们看到第六节里面说到，这个女人看见那棵树的果子好做食物，她也悦人的眼目，甚是可爱，就能使人有智慧，就摘下来吃了。
Whose interest was she acting in?
她的动机是为了谁？
She was acting in her interest, desiring what was good for her, but against the law of God.
虽然是跟神的给她的命令是违反的，她目的就是为了她自己，她做了这件事情。
And isn't this the reality of our world?
那同时也是我们今天世界所面对的。
Because we expect people to do what is in their own self-interest.
因为我们也知道人做事情的时候都是为了自己。
They will act in a way that seems right in their own eyes.
他们以为是正确的，是按照他们自己的标准。
But where Satan's statement was also a lie is that when we determine good and evil for ourselves, we have not changed the standard of what is actually good and what is actually evil.
就好像这个撒旦给我们这个谎言，就是当我们按照我们自己的喜好来做事情的时候，这个没有改变 神的标准，神什么是在神当中，什么是对，什么是错的。
And we see also what this does to human community.
同样，我们也看到在人类当中所带来的影响。
When each person determines what is right and wrong for themselves, there can no longer be trusting and loving community.
当每一个人都按照自己的标准来定什么是对，什么是错的话，在这个群体当中就没有一个互相的这样包容信任。
When each person determines right and wrong for themselves, they will determine it in their own interest.
因为每一个人来决定对跟错的时候，他是为了他自己的利益来做决定的。
Everyone begins to look out for themselves.
每一个人都关心他自己的好处。
The closest relationships we have are family.
就好像一个家庭里面最亲密的这样一种关系。
But think of what often happens in a family when there is an inheritance, even a small one, to be divided.
想一下，好像一个家庭，他们要分这个遗产，甚至这个遗产带来不是很多的那个财力的时候，
all of a sudden, what is right and what is wrong becomes very different depending upon whose perspective you look through.
当要决定什么是该做，什么是对是错的时候，都变得很不一样，每个人的标准都不一样。
What Adam and Eve rejected by taking that fruit was a standard of right and wrong that was based upon love, upon God's omniscient perspective.
当亚当夏娃他们吃了这个果子的时候，他们是拒绝了神他这个全能全知带来的，让我们知道的他的真理。
And so, in our Bibles, we have the truth of God.
所以在圣经里面我们看到有神带来给我们的真理。
And we like to think of ourselves as people who want to know the truth.
同样我们也想我们也是希望可以明白神的真理。
But the reality is we can't handle the truth.
我们以为我们可以，但实际上我们没有办法来承受这样，接受这样的真理。
And this theme is picked up in Psalms chapter 14 through 16.
这个在诗篇第14、15、16篇里面让我们看到。
And so the last time that I spoke with all of you, we looked at that contrast between Psalm 14 and Psalm 15.
我还记得上次我在这个合堂敬拜的时候跟弟兄姐妹分享是在诗篇的第14跟15篇。
Psalm 14 describes those who have rejected God and even the possibility of his existence.
那个十四篇里面讲到人是怎么样拒绝神，甚至不承认神的存在。
Because they have rejected God, they have become a law unto themselves and are free to do whatever they choose.
因为他们拒绝了神，他们自己就成为他们 的主，他们愿意怎么样做，他们就怎么样做。
Psalm 15, by way of contrast, describes a person who longs to come and dwell in the presence of God.
但十五篇讲到这一个人，他希望在神的面前居住在他的圣所里面。
And because of his desire to come into the presence of God, he walks righteously and blamelessly.
因为他愿意在神的前面来跟从神，所以他做事行为正直，做事公义。
Now, in one sense, then, Psalm 14 and 15 divide the world into two groups of people.
那好像我们看到十四篇跟十五篇把这个世人把它分成两个不同的群体。
But in one way, one group of people is purely theoretical.
但其实有一部分这个另外一批人是完全是虚构的。
Because it's not an even division between those who have rejected God and those who seek after him.
因为跟从神的跟寻求神的跟拒绝神的当中他们的分别不大。
Psalm 14 verse 3 makes this clear.
14篇第3节里面让我们看到。
All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, Not even one.
诗诗篇三节是这样讲，讲他们都 偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And so what the Bible describes to us is a reality in which we have all turned aside and rejected the law of God.
让我们看到实际的情况，就是我们每一个人都是远离神，没有寻求神的。
In this context, Psalm 16 then holds out where the hope is.
但十六篇让我们看到一个盼望。
Psalm 16 tells the story of the one who cries out to God, and God makes known to this repentant person the way of life.
十六篇我们看到一个向神呼求的人，神就怎么样来回应他，让他明白他应该悔改。
And if we then compare Genesis chapter 3 with Psalm 16, we see that the path of life is actually the reversal of what happens in the fall.
当我们比较创世纪第三篇跟那个诗篇这篇十六篇的话，我们看到人的生命，人要走的路有一个大的逆转。
I'll read for you Psalm chapter 16, verses 5 and 6.
让我们来读这个诗篇第十六篇第五跟第六节。
Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
耶和华是我的产业，在我杯是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，用神量给我的地界。坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
Do you see how the psalmist here describes his contentment, his satisfaction with what God has decreed for him?
那我们看到这边诗人得到神所分给他的产业，他的份，他觉得满足。
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant.
讲到我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，用神量给我的地界。
What we see here is that the inheritance is God Himself.
我们看到我们所得到的是神他自己本身。
Whereas Adam and Eve sought their blessing apart from God, this forbidden fruit that God has said, "Do not take of this fruit," but they saw it as desirable.
当神说他们不应该去得到的亚当夏娃，他们得到，他们以为这个是一个福分。
But the psalmist in chapter 16 sees the desirability of what God has given.
但这个诗篇里面我们所看到的诗人是，他们愿意得到神分给他们的，他们觉得这个是美好的。
The boundary lines.Are no longer unpleasant. They no longer keep us from what we desire, but rather the boundaries have laid out good lines.
这个界限不是说你不应该得到什么，乃是这个界限让我们看到，这个我们应该追求的，这个是美好的。
Where Adam and Eve rejected the law of God, the redeemed one sees the beauty and the blessing of God's design.
虽然这个亚当夏娃他们得到的不是最好的东西，反而我们这个被神拯救的人，我们所期待，我们所盼望的，变成是我们该得的。
And there is a turning from the rejection of law, the law of God, and the loss of fellowship with God, to now embracing the law of God in desiring His presence.
看到这个改变，从这个拒绝神的律例典章，以致转变到我们希望可以得到跟从神的教导。
And we have to understand salvation in light of this truth.
在这个当中，让我们看到这个救赎、这个救恩 的亮光。
How is it that we can overcome sin in our life?
我们怎么样可以在我们的生命当中来超越我们的软弱、我们的犯罪？
Is it simply by sheer willpower? I will not do these things, and I will do these things.
是因为我们可以立志，我们说我们不会犯罪，我们不会这样做。
Or is it when we take joy and delight in the law of God?
而是我们在对面对神的给我们的命令的时候，我们也有一个喜悦的心来去面对。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul, making wise the simple, rejoicing the heart.
神给我们的诫命是让我们可以活得美好，让我们喜悦的。
And what we have to see is that salvation is not complete until this reality is true in your life and in my life.
我们也看到这个救赎还没有完全。完成，除非这个实现在我们每一个人的生命里面。
If all a person does is to say that I receive Christ and I want His salvation, but there is no change in the attitude towards the law of God, that person will not be saved.
倘若一个人说我愿意接受这个救恩，但在生命里面没有看到他喜爱跟从神的诫命的时候，这个不是一个真实的拯救。
If we do not learn to love the law of God, we will continue to be a law unto ourselves.
如果我们不去喜爱跟从神给我们的命令的时候，我们自己就成为我们自己的标准。
And being a law unto ourselves, we will not love the presence of God.
以我们自己成为我们的标准，我们的律例的时候，我们不会喜悦喜欢神给我们的诫命。
If we do not learn to love the law of God, we will continue to quarrel with one another, undermine community, and put ourselves first.
如果我们不喜爱神的律法当中，我们就会在我们跟这个团体群体相处的时候，我们就充满了争执，我们是为了是我们自己。
Going back to Genesis chapter 3 now, we see the reality of death.
在创世纪第三章里面，我们看到这个死亡的实在。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, they lost their fellowship with God, lost their connection to God, who is the source of life.
当亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，他们跟神的交往，他们的关系就被破坏。
And not only their fellowship with God,but also community with one another.
不单是跟神的这种交通受到破坏带来的死亡，他们中间两个人的那种的团契，那种的交往关系也受到破坏。
And so, one of the things that we've done in the English congregation is we've been going through the whole book of Genesis.
在英文堂，我们把整个创世纪我们都来看，看过。
And so one of the things that Genesis does is it gives us continuing pictures of what does this reality of death look like.
在这个当中过程，我们尝试我们去看这个死亡带来的实在的意义是什么。
And it brings together the reality of humanity's sinfulness and selfishness and the violence and the wickedness it brings and the judgment of God that then comes.
在这个当中我们看到人性当中那种的丑恶，看来的带来的后果，看到我们跟神的这一种的神的愤怒。
In Genesis chapter 6, the increase of humanity upon the earth brings an increase of the wickedness and the violence. And in order to restrain the spread of violence, God sends a flood to destroy all humanity.
在第六章里面，我们看到这个带来的人类当中的这一种邪恶。暴力以致神要出手来解决这个问题。
In Genesis chapter 19, the violence and the immorality of Sodom and Gomorrah bring about the wrath of God, and he rains down fire and brimstone, destroying those two cities.
在十九章里面，我们看到这个索多玛、俄摩拉里面那种是罪恶的充满，以致神最后要把这个毁灭这两个城。
At the end of Genesis, God brings a famine to Egypt and to Canaan to bring to account the sinfulness of the people, including Jacob's own family.
在创世纪最后的时候，我们也看到 因为这个困难，这个罪，以致神要把这个带来的是饥荒，在这个迦南地里面，让他们可以经历这个困难。
And so I conclude today with two observations and a question.
所以在结束的时候，我们看有两点，我希望跟大家来分享，还要问大家一个问题。
The picture, not only through Genesis but through the whole Scripture, is how a rejection of God's law brings out suffering and misery, and then the judgment and the wrath of God.
当我们看到，当我们拒绝神的命令的时候，带来的是神的审判，带来的是破坏、痛苦。
The second observation is that if you look at each of these instances of judgment, you will see that God works through a servant, a repentant servant, to save and preserve others.
当我们看到在创世纪里面所记载神带来的审判的时候，神同时也使用他忠心的仆人把这个希望带给人带给他的百姓。
In the time of the flood, God worked through Noah to preserve him and his family.
在洪水来的时候，神就使用挪亚来保存他跟他的家人。
When Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, through Abraham, Lot was saved.
在这个索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭的时候，神就用了亚伯拉罕还有罗德。
And at the time of the famine, God worked through Joseph to preserve his family and Egypt.
在这个饥荒来的时候，神就使用约瑟来保存他的百姓还有埃及的人。
And so what this picture helps us understand, as a church, we have an opportunity.
那让我们看到在这个现在我们所面对在教会里面，其实也带来给我们一个机遇。
If all we do is rest in our salvation, in some way we are not actually saved.
那如果我们是满足在我们现在所有的这个救恩当中，其实我们是否真的被拯救了？
But if we are being transformed as a people to love the law of God, we can be God's means of deliverance for our families and for our community.
倘若我们愿意喜悦爱慕神的律法的时候，我们就好像刚才所说的仆人，我们成为我们自己还有我们家人带来的帮助救赎。
And so our reality is that we do not love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. There's not one.
实际的是我们没有一个人可以尽心尽性尽意的来爱我们的神。
And so I would ask you this morning, consider what aspect of God's law do you not consider to be a pleasant boundary?
在神的律法、神的命令当中，有哪一个部分对你来说，你觉得这个不适合我，我不相信？
In what way is God challenging you and I to be changed?
在哪一个方面，神今天对我们来说，我们需要改变？
And as we prepare ourselves to take communion, remember that as we are transformed in this way, we are being united together as one body. Again, a community in love with one another.
当我们来等一下我们要用饼杯的时候，让我们可以在这个事情上面，我们来思考我们怎么样让我们的生命得到改变，以致我们在这个家里面一个群体当中，我们可以一起领受神给我们的恩典。
Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word.
父神，我们谢谢你赐下你的话语。
Your word challenges every aspect of our lives.
你的话语挑战我们生命的每一个部分。
And there are ways that each one of us needs to be sanctified and learn to love your law.
在我们的生命，其实有很多地方我们需要改变，需要来帮助我们来要明白也喜爱你给我们的命令。
As a church, help us not to be complacent in salvation.
成为我们 在这个我们同在这个教会当中帮助我们，不要因为我们所得到的恩典我们就满足。
But instead to strive diligently to enter into the rest to which you have called us.
帮助我们，我们要努力的在你里面，我们得到平安，得到安静。
And we ask this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, 谢谢 Pastor Hans.